Craig Matheson is an Australian journalist with a long history writing about music. His work has appeared in Rolling Stone, Juice Magazine, and The Age, where he currently works as their TV, film, and music writer. I recently spoke with Craig about two key elements of music journalism, the interview and album review.
So most of the time when I see an article about a band or an event, it's because there's a product to sell to the public. As a writer, how do you go beyond the press release to write something that's actually compelling?
Well, I think there's two separate parts for a start. I mean, there's the opportunity, like why is the person talking? And that often is tied to they're touring or they're putting something out. Thankfully, a lot of artists are terrible at selling their product. They couldn't do it if they tried. They're not politicians. They can't stay on talking points. But I mean, really, it's just a matter of where you start from. You start with the work. You start with the person. You look at what they've done, what they're doing, what they've done specifically in this case. And then you just start thinking about, well, what do I want to ask someone? What interests me about it? And, you know, what have they said in the past? So it's really like you're just looking for the starting points for a conversation. I mean, more than anything, you want to have a conversation. You know, I don't write questions. I mean, I used to. But at this point, I might have some ideas in my head or a few, like, words or phrases. Or if it's something specific like a lyric, I might have that written down in full. But I don't want to have any road plan as to where we're going in my head. I don't want to sit there and sort of be listening and then think, I'm going to ask that next. I want to ask the next question based on what they tell me. Okay. So whatever they tell me, that's where we go with the next question. So if you do that, you've got to have the knowledge and the preparation, but then you've got to sort of let go of the wheel a little bit. When you're doing that, then you're getting an individual discussion and you're getting back and forth, and then it stops being that sort of about this record or, you know, how's the tour going? You can ask some of those basic questions, but they're just starting points. They're just warming them up like an engine.
So I know that you worked for Juice Magazine and I think Rolling Stone Australia for a while. Did you review albums at all the publications you worked at?
Yeah, I've always done everything. In the 90s, I was an editor, but I was also writing features and reviewing records. Yeah.
Did each publication have their own way of doing it? I can't really remember what Juice's reviews were like, but I think they were a bit longer than the ones in The Age, for example.
Yeah, Juice were about 300 to 350 words for the average one.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, The Age has changed over the years, though. I mean, that sort of went from 400 to 200.
Yeah,
but then there's been other times when they've had longer reviews for main reviews, you know, and certainly even up until about 2 years ago, the Sydney Morning Herald were doing like, you know, 700-word main review once a week on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. In terms of style, I mean, somewhere like Rolling Stone's got that storied history that sort of almost imports the style from the Americans. So there's a slight sense of constraint there. But, I mean, I grew up reading the American magazine or the American magazine through the Australian edition, so it felt natural to do that when I was younger anyhow. Juice was a bit more all over the place. Age and Herald, I don't think there's ever been any sort of house style, but just a certain sort of where the paper of record, don't forget that fully.
What do you think about star ratings?
I find 4 stars is given out way too easily. Yeah. I mean, at this point, stars are a necessary evil. And, you know, they're fine as a shorthand. But personally, I often think people are writing 3.5-star reviews but giving it 4, or they're worried about giving something 2.5 stars. To me, 2.5 stars means it's fine. It's okay. Yep. There's plenty of 2.5-star records out there. It's not actually a small achievement to make, you know, a 48-minute piece of art that's just good. Not everyone can do that. So, you know, I don't see it as a slight, and you've got to keep your marking standards sort of reasonably firm. Otherwise, they sort of drift off on you and you're that perpetual 4-star person.
Are you trying to describe the album when you write a review, or are you trying to recommend it? Like, do you feel like there's a difference maybe?
To kind of absolutely.
If you like this, you'll like this, or
you probably want to, you're getting to give people some shortcuts, I think, in terms of a name or two they're going to recognize, even just basic descriptive things of the loosest of styles, you know, electronic, alternative rock, just so people know roughly the quadrant they're in. You know, sometimes there's a record and you don't know why you like it. I'm not sure those are recommendations. Sometimes they're recommendations from me, but I'm not sure that applies to everyone. I mean, sometimes it's just enough to say, well, this is me and this is how I reacted and what I was hearing and what I thought. And, you know, you can let them decide if they want to sort of go the same path.